MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.
I'm chatting with Jeff White, CEO of Advertech. Disclaimer up front, I hold Advertech shares. Results 6 months ending June saw revenue up 10%, HEPS up 15%, and dividend up 18%. Jeff, appreciate the time. Let's start with schools. Let's start with the rest of Africa. Small, but doing very well. And another acquisition post-period end. It really is playing out nicely.
Yes. Yeah. No, I think that rest of Africa business is building some strong momentum. And Flipper has performed well for us that we brought into the group in November of last year. And the Regis Runda acquisition that we just announced should further add to that pace of growth.
In tertiary, you've also just launched the Rosebank International University College, that in Ghana, I think literally in the last week or so. So you're taking tertiary as well to Ghana?
Yes, we think Rosebank is the ideal brand to take into not just Ghana, but multiple African markets, leveraging the central academic team here and the qualifications and know-how, and also the international team that we built in that schools business. So we are, as you said, just opening in Accra, but we would also like to expand the tertiary division into those other markets of operation, those being Botswana, Ethiopia, and Kenya.
And this is a traditional tertiary. In other words, it's not distance learning.
No, this is full-on contact. Yeah. We have a distance option as well, but the primary focus is contact.
And is there, I mean, are you able to sort of leverage head office back here in South Africa for both some of the schools and the tertiary rollout into the rest of the continent?
Yes. You know, I think we've accumulated expatriate skills through what we've done with schools, and we can definitely leverage the central academic strength we have here. We have a team of 160 based in South Africa, only focused on academic excellence, but also the IT, which is increasingly important to our operation, and also the finance function, and the HR guys also are able to significantly help in that expansion program.
Your student numbers in the schooling division continuing to grow, notwithstanding it's tough out there for a consumer, although we always say, you know, educating your kids is probably a top priority for most families, but you're still getting the growth coming through across your brands.
Yes, you know, I think even in South Africa, which is undoubtedly under economic pressure, we posted enrollment growth of 4%, which I think is pretty solid. What we're focused on is making significant investments into people, systems, and facilities so that we deliver great value to parents through superior experiences and academic outcomes for their kids. And that's driving the strong enrollment growth across the group, up 13% this year. And that's providing a great base for our financial performance.
You mentioned facilities. When I was at school, way back in the day, that meant we had a rugby field. These days, facilities are a lot more than just sports, I imagine.
Yes, you know, I mean, you're looking at multi-use AstroTurf. You're looking at swimming centers, athletics, you know, the list of demands from modern parents is long, but you know, I think we're doing a good job providing what they're looking for.
Yeah, I remember we also had a swimming pool, although it was just a swimming pool. It was nothing fancy. Tertiary, I mean, tertiary also good. I mean, and we see it every February. We see the school leavers trying to get into the universities, not enough positions. You're picking up on that. You're getting strong student growth, and you're getting really, really strong margins at the same time. And I've asked you, I used to ask Roy the same question before. I mean, the margins keep on growing.
Yes, you know, there's a lot of operating leverage in education businesses generally. And if you get that enrollment number going, then, you know, that's very helpful to the overall P&L. Mm-hmm. I think in tertiary, we have some very strong brands, and the published market information would suggest that we're growing market share in a growing market. Mm-hmm. And I think the imbalance of supply and demand that you touched on, where there aren't enough public university places to satisfy demand, definitely is a tailwind for us. But as I said, we're also growing market share with some very strong brand propositions. And that double up of growth in a growing market is definitely flowing through to the bottom line numbers.
Well, what sort of occupancies do you have at this point in time? And I appreciate you've got sort of installed occupancy, and then you can add, you can build out in some of the places you've got. But what is your sort of occupancy levels at the moment?
Well, we only measure those for schools, and we look at two ratios. We look at how much we're using of built capacity and how much we're using of ultimate capacity. And, you know, we are tracking fairly stable states at, you know, sort of low 80s of use of existing capacity and low 70s of ultimate capacity. So that's an efficient level to run the existing schools, but we're also able to add capacity in line with demand when we need to.
Yeah, it gives you that space. It also gives you that leverage you referred to. You purchased the property in Grayston Drive, Sandton. I think that deal went through last year. How's that going? When's it going to open? Because that's going to be a giant campus.
Yes, we're going to open that for the new academic year in 2026. We're moving both the Varsity College Sandton business and the Bordeaux Vega business there. We are doubling capacity to 9,000 initially, but the ultimate capacity on that site is north of 11,000. And, you know, furious building work going on at the moment, but it's on track. And we are really building a magnificent facility from both a teaching and learning and from a sports and recreation point of view.
The last division, resourcing, I mean, fairly small in your world, a 50 million profit off of 769 million revenue. But the one blip, revenue down 5%, operating profit off 2%. I suppose that just talks to the broader economy we see out in South Africa with a 1% GDP growth over the last decade or more.
Yes. I mean, the first point that I'd make on the resourcing business is that it's less than 5% of total operating profit.
Yeah, yeah.
So we are largely an education business. Within that, there's some good news on the SA business, which after a tough year last year, would have made a very small loss. It's returned to profitability. We have had to deal with the sudden decision by President Trump to end US aid in our Africa resourcing business, where about 10% of our contracts were with NGOs linked to charities, and they saw their funding killed pretty much overnight. So we've had to pivot there to other clients. We have seen a slight increase in margins in that Africa resourcing business, and as you pointed out, operating profit is only down a couple of percent, but we're already working on how we rebuild, and that remains an attractive business for us, even if it's a small part of the total organization.
We'll leave it there. Jeff White, CEO, Advertech, appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.